your dedication and what kind of action you would take on that. So let's go. Have an inch left to put anything on there. You know what I mean? She might have to get a whole covering of a tattoo in order to cover the, all of the ones that she has. So let's get into it, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily go get a mission show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. Here I am feeling like a real man should, and I hope that y'all feeling like real men and women should too. Flashback Friday. Thank God it's Friday, last day of the week for a lot of people. Shout out to my people who burn the midnight oil, working on the weekends, doing what they got to do, trying to triple the funds, doing what they got to do at work so they can have fun later, making sure they got the funds to live greater. All right, so tonight, who you would get a tattoo for? Shout out to T. Carey, right? Morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max and chill. And Robbie Ming, big sis, doing the thing. She's something like a queen for a king. It's no thing. And Carol Chamberlain. Yeah, my friend, yo, me, favorito, glad to always see ya. Emily Dunn, laughing. Emily Dunn. Emily Dunn. Thanks for coming through. Y'all appreciate it. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Who you would get a tattoo for? First of all, do y'all have any tattoos? There are a lot of people that I know who don't have any tattoos, like me and my mama. And there are a lot of people that I knew who do have tattoos too. You know what? I'm not so sure if Dita has my big sis Dita. I'm not sure if she has a tattoo. Not sure. Not saying that it's out of the question, but I'm not sure. She doesn't have one that I know to be identifiable. But if you were to get a tattoo, what would you get a tattoo of? Or who would you get a tattoo for? I've always looked a little sideways at people who get their boyfriend or their girlfriend's name tattooed on their body. Like, are you really in love like that? Because and the reason that I have to ask that is because I've seen people who have gotten one name tattooed on them and then had to get that tattooed over that with somebody else's name or something over. I'm like, what kind of game? What kind of game, baby? What are we doing? I don't know. It seems like a pretty big commitment to dedicate someone else's signature on my body. On my body. Like, that seems like, I'm thinking like, we could probably find another way to honor each other. Don't you think, Ma? Don't you think? Now, I haven't had anyone tell me that they got my name tattooed on them. But they have gotten Sun 752 tatted on them. I'm like, I ain't asked you to do that. Yeah, that's nice and all, but don't ask me to reciprocate. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Not that I don't like you, maybe not even that I don't love you, but the decision to do that is solely yours, your own. I'm not going to ask nobody to do that. I don't really need, listen, man, we all have a future, you know? We all have a future. And I'm like, if me and you don't make it, I don't want the next man to feel discouraged about being with you or having to think about me when he's with you. That ain't really fair. See, I'm a fair man. I'm sorry, y'all. That strange look on my face, that surprised look on my face was, you know, I'm working with dual screens, and one of the screens just went black. I was like, how are we going to explain that, Hammer? But, yeah. You know, like, the next man shouldn't have to be thinking of another man when he's with his woman. That's what I'm thinking. But, hey, you know, women out here, they do it. And men out here ask them to do it. Now, do women ask men to have to get their name tattooed on them? I'm sure there are women out there who have asked their men to do that. I'm sure of it. Because jealousy and possessiveness and, you know, basically marking your territory is something that happens in a lot of households and in a lot of relationships and behind closed doors. And sometimes people may act free and liberal and democratic out here on these streets, but behind closed doors, they'd be like, listen, you are my wife. Goodbye, city life. I'm going to Green Acres is the place for me, you know, and you coming. So when we start talking about who you would get a tattoo for, people out here get tattoos of people that they never met, that they just admire. I'm sure that people out there got tattoos of Kobe Bryant on them. They never met Kobe. They don't know Kobe as a person. But I'm sure that because he may have been their favorite basketball player of all time, And because he died tragically, I'm sure there are people who went right out and probably got a picture of Kobe Bryant tattooed on him and his daughter. Carol Chamberlain says, nothing against people with tattoos, but It's just not for me. And you know what? I'm surprised. I'm surprised to hear you say that, Carol. For some reason, you struck me as the type of person that would have at least one or two. And I'm not even sure why, but for some reason, I thought you just might. I really thought you just might. I'm surprised that you don't have any. That's what's up. Yeah, I'm good. I don't like how permanent they are. I don't like that. I think you should be able to get rid of it at some point. I just do. Like, can we just get like a summer tattoo? Like that shit lasts. It lasts long and strong from like May until October. So it'll cover the whole spring. It'll cover the whole, well, not the whole spring, you know, but the important body showing part of it. Like you don't need no tattoo in March, April. Not over here. It's not warm enough. But by May, you know, we're talking about May. May flowers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, sound like a good look. Just in time for tank top season. Midriff season, that kind of stuff. So I don't know. Emily said, who would I get a tattoo for? Nobody. I'm surprised at you too. I kind of thought that you might have one or two or three or four. This is very revealing. God damn. TK Wright says, I have 15 strategically placed tattoos. That's a lot. That's a lot. No way around that. No way around that. Hopefully, it's of things of importance to you or people of importance to you. You know, I've seen women tattoo all of their kids' names on their body. You know, I'm like, okay, yeah, that seems like a pretty good deal to me. Like, your kids are always going to be your kids. You're not going to break up with your kids. Not that some people don't do it, but you know, the likelihood that you'll stop loving your kids is low. So okay, I'll go for that. Not that I'm the authority, but I'm saying I understand that. How about that? Okay. Carol Timberland says, at Robin, I wanted a butterfly, but I couldn't do it. Wow, okay. And Carol Timberland says, oh, you fancy with two screens. Oh, hell yeah. It's high tech over here. You see all this lighting over here? This is my shit. My shit studioed out. I don't play. They 27-inch screens, too. Don't get it twisted. You know, we got big. Yeah, that's right. That's right. 54 inches of screen will be. All right. Anyway. Okay. Let me see. Robin Ming says, when my daughter died, all the kids and her sisters got tattoos for her. She's always in my heart and mine. Okay. I hear that. Yeah, people get like grandparents or other family members who have passed on, they get them tattooed. That makes sense to me, though. I can't see a reason to ever regret that. I used to always say, the reason I'm not getting a tattoo of nobody or a tattoo, period, is because I plan to be a fugitive from justice one day. And I can't have them being like, yo, he got a tattoo. He got a tattoo of this, that, and the third on him. And that's how we'll know. Like, nope. Nope. I'm going to have a clean body. And when I commit the crime, then I'm going to get a tattoo. Okay. T. Carrie Wright says, I can't see getting a dude's name on my body. Well, shoot. Man, it seemed to me like some women get every man they ever deal with name on them. It's like it's not a big deal to them.
And that's what I don't understand. Something that permanent, it doesn't seem like a lot of people put a lot of thought into it. Y'all know I like battle rap. So one of the battle rappers that I know, this boy named Jack Boy Maine. Jack Boy Maine used to be beefing with this Philly battle rapper named Tech N9ne. Now Tech N9ne committed suicide in 2019, the beginning of 2019, and they say it was because he was in fear of the humiliation and disgrace that he was going to have for sexually assaulting, I think, like his daughter's mother's daughter and some old crazy shit. He did some old fuck shit that he was going to have to go to court for and fight and all of that, and that was going to pretty much doom his career. And he killed himself. But before we knew the cause of death, we didn't know that he killed himself. They just said that he died. Because him and Jack Boy Maine, see, Tech N9ne was also, he was not just a battle rapper, but he was also like a commentator, blogger for battle rap. So he would always be talking about Jack Boy Maine. So it was a light beef. It was actually a fun beef. So in honor of Tech N9ne, he got his name tattooed on his neck. And then it came out about what Tech N9ne did. And he stuck with this tattoo. Not only did he get the tattoo on his neck, but he said, nobody better not have nothing bad to say about Tech N9ne. That was my boy. He was in defense of Tech N9ne. They removed all of Tech N9ne's videos, all of his battles. They removed them from YouTube and off the URL channel. It was, and I was like, yo, you could have waited to go get that tattoo. You ain't have to run out and do that. At least wait until you know the cause of death. Now, he's stuck with that tattoo. Now, the funny thing about it is, now, that same Jack Boy Maine has his own battle league type of thing going on. It's a new thing. He's making money and all that kind of stuff. And he's talking about how he wouldn't get no tattoo. He's not going to get a tattoo of the name of his battle league. I was like, that's a good decision by you, sir. Very good decision, because that last tattoo you got that we know about was not a very good decision. We all make mistakes, but good looking out on not making this one. Man, let me see. Hold on. What is Billy 1028 say? Hold on. Oh, okay. I got. What was he in here, trolling? Okay. So anyway, all right. So getting somebody's name tattooed on your body is not something that a lot of people seem to take very seriously. Not by the evidence, anyway. It seems like some people just go ahead and do it, and they figure, well, even if I don't like it, or even if something does go left or whatever, I can just get it covered. And I don't know if y'all have ever seen anybody's covered tattoos, but it's pretty much like a mess. To me, it's like trying to cover permanent ink. Like, you can still see under that thing because it's skin. And as far as having tattoos removed, I haven't seen a tattoo removal method that has restored the skin to its pre-existing condition. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I don't know. But for some people, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. Okay. Robbie Ming says, wait, hold on. Okay. Wow. Emily says, I know some that have their children, nephews, nieces, mom, dad, grandma, and grandpa, and Kobe names tattooed as well as others. So you got Kobe Bryant, left eye, Aaliyah, Biggie, Tupac, Jam Master Jay, DMX, Black Rob, Craig Mack, Ecstasy from Houdini, Mac, what's the white rapper name? Mac something, M, Stack Bundles, this is right, we're going to go underground, right? Stack Bundles, Party Artie. Big L, Big Pun, fuck it, everybody. Okay, all right. Yo, rest in peace to all of them. Rest in peace for all y'all. Rest in peace to all y'all. Malcolm McLaren. All right. I'm stopping. Three Buffalo girls go round the outside. Robbie Mink says, I was gonna put them on my behind, but I didn't. Having my ears pierced is enough for me. You was gonna get the names put on your butt, Rob. That's what you was gonna do. You have them put on your butt. I'm kind of glad you didn't do that for obvious reasons. No, they might not be obvious reasons. I'm going to say for reasons, sexual reasons. Let's just put it that way. All right. T. Carey Wright says, the trend over the last 10 years has been for couples to get tattoo wedding rings. Man, marriage is so shaky. I ain't gonna lie. I would never. Fuck out of here. I might get a girlfriend's name tatted on my body before I would my wife. And that might sound strange to y'all. But people still love their girlfriends long after they broke up. Niggas don't be loving their wives no more. Especially while they married to them. That love be gone fast in the motherfucker. You know, I put honey in this tea. And this is like raw honey, so it got the honeycomb in that shit. A bunch of wax. Mess around and swallow a bee, baby. Swallow a bee. That shit hot too. Alright, Carol Chamberlain says, nah, not me. I used to think I wanted one of my mom, but I don't need a tattoo to remember her. I'm just saying. I got you. I'm on your side. What you need? Okay. I'm on your side when times get rough and you need some understanding. I'm on your side. Huh? Okay. All right, we good? Levels is good. Okay. Narciso says, I don't like the idea of being somewhat branded. Well, yeah, speaking of branded, You know, cats that belong to black fraternities. Black Greeks, like the Q's, getting that big brand. I don't understand how they do that shit. And the process that they use to do it, I'm like, man, y'all must be out of y'all fucking mind. But to me, that's degrading. And that's not a tattoo. It's just an ugly-ass keloid. All right. Okay, right. So they have procedures, creams, and scrubs that can remove tattoos. But how well do they remove them? Like, I've seen some of the results, and I'm like, shoot, motherfuckers have a hard enough time getting acne removed. You talking about body ink? You know what I mean? Have you ever scratched a pimple? Have you ever scratched a pimple? You go ahead and scratch that pimple. And you'll realize y'all are together until death do you part. Y'all all the way together. Showing up. Uh-oh. I'm over here spilling shit. Okay. T. Carey Wright says, they have procedures. Okay, my bad. Oh, that's what was going on with Billy. That's what was going on with Billiam. That's what's going on with Billiam. Okay. Carol Singler says, you should never not know when someone calls in then. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I'm going to act like I didn't see this. Okay. Okay. Carol says, I think that's a little much. Okay. No, it says MCA. Yeah, get Def Jam. Get Def Jam. The Def Jam and Bad Boy label. No strawberries. Oh, gosh. Robbie says, I was young when I was going to do that. Okay. Carol Samuel says, I don't need tattoos. I have moles. Are they in a design, mate? All right. But, yeah. So, you know, the decision to get a tattoo, and by no means am I encouraging anybody to go out and get a tattoo, but the motivation that would make you go out and get one is different from person to person. I was just always curious about what compels a person to put somebody's name or something on their body, you know, thinking about the permanence of it. Now, I know that when you're a young child, when you are a young teenager, and I've known people who let their 13 or 14-year-old get a tattoo, and I'm thinking, like, man, you're crazy. Why don't you let your... A child that young is really just not capable of understanding what the future holds enough to make a sound decision to get a damn tattoo on their body. The popularity of tattoos is something I think is interesting too. Because honestly, I never heard all of this tattoo popularity, and I hate to say it, but until Dennis Rodman. Real shit. Now, I might be off, but as far as having all of these visible tattoos, I know he was the first one in the NBA to do it. And with his nasty, blonde, nappy hair, ugly, funny, big lip looking Madonna dating. Yo, but he was the first one. He was the first one in pop culture that I can think of that had all of those tattoos on him visible like that. Dennis Rodman, of all people. It wasn't until Dennis Rodman that I saw a lot of people following behind that example. Now, if y'all know somebody different or a bigger icon that you can point to, that you can say got it popping before Dennis Rodman, let me know. But I swear, Dennis Rodman, from my recollection, is the one that changed the game. He's the one that changed the game. Fully tatted. Now, what do y'all know? Oh, MCA from the... MCA! M.I.D. MCA! They used to always sound like they was whining. You know what I'm saying? I used to like the Beastie Boys, but not much. Not that much. I owe y'all a few minutes over, so, you know, I'm a pay. But, yeah, people just recklessly getting anybody and everybody's name tattooed on their body. I don't get it. Carol Chamberlain says, no men in the Navy were getting tattoos. My uncle had them, and he was a Navy man. But your uncle wasn't famous. Your uncle wasn't on TV for everybody to see. Your uncle didn't make it seem cool. Yeah, I know that men in the Navy got tattoos. Yeah, we all know that. But were they like a pop icon associated with all kinds of pop stars? Porno stars and all kinds of, like, Dennis Rodman, he was groundbreaking in many ways. I didn't like him. But we're talking about the greatest rebounder in the game ever. Nobody got boards like him. Nobody. Carol Chamberlain says, Dennis is just a weird freak. He was. But you'd be surprised at how many people went out and got tattoos because they saw Dennis Rodman. They was like, yo, that's kind of dope. That's kind of fly. Yeah. Dennis Rodman. Something else. But yeah. Yeah. He might not have meant nothing to you or me. But trust and believe, a lot of people really, really dug Dennis Rodman. Kim Jong-un. Yeah, Dennis Rodman was real wild out there dressing like women and all that old, you know. But you'd be surprised at how much of that he kicked off, he sparked off. Robbie Robinson says, it seems like every birthday I get more moles and freckles on my face or body. That happens. MCA! Oh, yeah. Don't forget the piercing. Ugh. Yeah, Dennis Rodman was ugly. Yeah, he's ugly. He's not a good-looking man. But he's like 6'5", 6'4", 6'5", some shit like that. And, you know, play basketball. And you know, you'd be amazed at how many people thought that Dennis Rodman was super cool. But bottom line is, I never saw anybody tatted up, especially in the NBA. After Dennis Rodman, mad cats all tatted up in the NBA. When Dennis Rodman was in the NBA, it was still the sophisticated, toned down NBA. It wasn't these wild cats running around here, you know, with their pants hanging down, Timberlands, you know, wanting to rap, being associated with gangs and all. That wasn't going down in the NBA. That was the NBA where they wore suits if they weren't playing. That type shit. Remember? Dennis Rodman kind of, he made it wilder. You know? So, Carol said, he knew how to get attention. Yeah, and that that attention that he got made him a lot of money. A whole lot away from the NBA. Without endorsements. But he was getting money for appearances like crazy. He's showing up getting money. Getting cold money every day. And he was an alcoholic. It ain't matter. The wilder he was, the more he got paid. When the cuts are made, I coincide with the fade. After that's done, that's we get paid. But it's all right. Okay. Narcel says, talking about Jane Child. She had a chain that connected her earring to her nose. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of tattoos, but I can put up with tattoos more than I can with those piercings. That just seems unsanitary. It just does. But I think in the back of my mind, a lot of tattoos, it seems a little, I'll be thinking about like hepatitis C and shit. Dirty needles. I don't know. So yeah, but to each his own. No doubt about that. To each his own. People gonna do what they do. But I was curious to know what makes people make that decision. Like, would I put my name, my dad passed last year. I've never thought once about getting his name tattooed on my body. But his name is my name. So I would be getting my name. That ain't going to happen. Would I get his face tattooed on my body? No. But guess what? My daddy wouldn't have done that either. He left here 84 years, no tat. He wasn't into none of that kind of shit. I guess my dad was like, I don't even watch the Super Bowl. I'd be goddamn if I'm getting a tattoo. You don't get the connection? Me either. I'm just telling you that's the way he was. Real shit, man. Real shit. Robbie Mink says, one of my friends went and got tattoos on his face. Yeah. And was convicted of highway robbery. Mm-hmm. My friend told him not to get his face tattooed, but he didn't pay his grandmother no mind. I said that I plan to be a fugitive of justice. I plan to be a fugitive from justice. I plan to be on the run, and I'm going to make sure I get away with my gun. And the fun won't stop because I got this thing on my arm, carrying it like a bad luck charm. Uh-oh, what are we doing? I ain't going out like that. I don't care what you say and doing. Don't ruin my time. Yo, sun always shines. And while we wait for the video to come back, what's going on at this particular time? I roller back and I'm not getting that shit on my front or back. On my chest and neck, on my face. What's up with the tattoo face? What's up with the face tattoo? Uh-oh. Can y'all see the video on YouTube? Because to me, I look like I'm frozen in time. But that's okay, because we got to get out of here anyway. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do these birthday shout-outs. I'm going to do these birthday shout-outs. Some people were born on this glorious. February 11th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A. To get the R-E-S-P-E-C-D. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. To get the R-E-S-P-E-C-D. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. To get the R-E-S-P-E-C-D. They get number one out the box, Wanda Taylor, turning 52 years old today, and also Linda Second Page Washington. Happy birthday to you and Debbie Reynolds. Happy birthday to you and my baby brother, my baby blood brother, turning 31 years old today, and that's almost unbelievable to me. T Ready and T Say Go. Happy birthday to you. And also Shelly A. Hooks, turning 71 years old today, and Albert Stacy, turning 60 years old today, and Derek Gathers, turning 55 years old today. And my girl, go-getter, Donna Kirkland, happy birthday to you, ma. And last but not least, also go-getter, worldwide international singing artist, Kim Covington, turning 59 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 11th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, and do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, getting the tattoo is something that you have to decide whether or not you want to do. And if you decide that it's not hot enough for you to do that, it's not rough and stuff that people encourage you to try, you don't have to do that. You can die untatted till you die. And why would you want to get somebody else's? It doesn't really matter whether you do it or whether you don't. That's a decision that's yours. You're the one who has to live with it. It doesn't make you a good person. It doesn't make you a bad person. But it definitely makes you a dedicated person in some ways and somehow. But it is what it is. Listen, man, I want to say peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Sorry for my buffering people over there on the YouTube side. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We will be back tomorrow morning at 11, between 11 and 12. That's all I can say, between 11 and 12. I can't guarantee no 11 o'clock, man. I'm tired, son. But it's okay. It's all good. But we will be back between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. tomorrow. So make sure y'all come through because we're going to rock out with the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So for my blog talkers, we're going to get out of here. Let me get you on the body here. We go bye-bye. Yes, we do. We go bye-bye. Yes, yes, yes. And for my Instagram.